There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. We are so happy to have you with us here on today. Today, our scripture passage is a very brief one, and it comes from a very brief book, actually, Philemon, and this is chapter 1 and verse 4. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. Such a powerful, powerful statement, and such a comforting statement. The past year has driven the world back to our core values, or if those values were missing, some individuals were challenged to establish a set of core values. For most of us, those values would certainly include family, faith, and community. We've had a lot of time to think, to reflect, and also to pray. The pandemic has had a measurable impact on our relationships. Some have grown stronger, and sadly, some have been challenged. Even on the individual level, mental health specialists have been concerned because they have seen a rise and increase in the rate of depression among many, a rate of increase with anxiety among many. And we want to continue to be in prayer for those who have experienced these challenges during this difficult time. Life and faith have always had a way of starting and ending with family. We think back to the book of Genesis with the first family there in the garden. We think of our own families, our biological families. And for many of us, we also think of that created family that we have sort of made around ourselves, made up of friends and associates who over the years have been as close to us as any family member. They are, in fact, our created family. We think of our church, our spiritual family. If you are one of those who has lived very near to home most of your life, there are certainly people in your church family who have known you since you were a child. And you have lived out your lives together, sharing, growing, celebrating, and during the sad times, holding on to each other and shedding tears. All of these are certainly families that matter. The early Christian church saw the flourishing and expansion of the ministry. But that change did not come in big cathedrals and stately mansions. We saw a lot of growth in small groups, in homes where there were house churches. And in many ways, we've sort of made full circle back to that point. A lot of small groups meeting, and it's a wonderful thing. Small groups coming together to pray, to study, and to grow together. With the pandemic over the past year, we have, in so many ways, returned to our roots. Yes, we do meet absolutely on Zoom. We meet on Facebook Live. We meet through Google Meet. But this has also been a time for families to spend more time together in smaller groups in prayer, seeking God for our world, our country, and each other. Paul wrote such warm words in this book to his friends, his family, and the love continues to shine through even as we read the message today. You can't read this book and not feel the warmth and not feel the love, the very real love that they felt for each other. After his salutation, Paul reminds them, as we all need to be reminded from time to time, that they were in his prayers. Knowing that we are being prayed for means everything. As Paul did from time to time, we need to remind others that we are calling their names out before God, that our love for them acknowledges our limits to provide solutions to what they are facing, but acknowledges God's ability to respond to every need. Lifting others up in prayer is what we do as a people of God. So many times we talk and we share, and individuals are facing situations to which we have no solution, no answers, no funds to fix it and make it okay. But the one thing we can always do is take the matter before God, lay it before Him. And there's something about hearing somebody pray for you, hearing somebody call your name in prayer that just gives you a little more courage, a little more strength to go a little bit further. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayer because I heard about your love for His holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. Paul's beautiful words resonate in my own heart. His love for all His holy people, God's people, are called to holiness. It becomes a part of not only our calling, but our new nature. And it binds us to each other wherever we are in the world. And so we pray. We pray for God's people everywhere, wherever they may be found, whatever they are facing. Those we are privileged to know individually, and those we've never met. We pray for those with whom we share this heritage of salvation. We lift up the people of God. We do not cease to pray for the saints. The love of God's people is so powerful, and it's renewing, and it strengthens you, and it makes you smile when you want to cry. Your love, Paul said, has given me great joy and encouragement. His situation was not encouraging. He went about doing what he needed to do, but even in carrying out his mission, his charge, he felt something in his spirit, and he correctly identified it as the actualizing of prayer. He felt encouragement when there was no natural reason to be encouraged, but he could feel a joy welding up inside of him. And he knew the people of God were praying, that angels were moving on his behalf, that demonic forces were being beat back. Somebody was praying. He knew that he was receiving favor, perhaps when people didn't even want to give it, because somebody was praying. He knew that the prayers of the saints were an active vital force in his life, and that a work was being done through the prayers. No, they couldn't be there physically, but they were there spiritually because they were fighting for him in the spirit. It is the deception of the enemy to make us think our prayers are pointless and useless. Those prayers are weapons. Those prayers have sharp edges. Those prayers are able to forge a path forward for somebody's ministry. Those prayers are able to wake up the enemy of God's people in the middle of the night and force them to move with favor when they don't want to do it. Those prayers can enter courtrooms. Those prayers can enter into the hospital bed where the saints lay suffering. And those prayers are able to pull the pain back and get it under control. Those prayers are able to touch that wayward child and turn them around when all the conversation in the world only makes them more resolute in their decision to do wrong. Those prayers can make an addict throw down a needle. Those prayers can cause somebody to flush drugs down the toilet. Those prayers are not just words. Those prayers are a force to be reckoned with. Paul understood that the prayers made a difference. Most of us can recall that moment when we felt the power of prayer bringing a sense of peace in a situation that was anything but peaceful, bringing calm to our spirit when we were caught in a whirlwind of turmoil and distress. The prayers of others actualize on our behalf. We may not know the source of the prayer. We may not know who is praying. And to be honest, some of them don't even know who they're praying for. They just know they've got to call out, cry loud, "Lord, intervene in that situation. Fix it and work it out." Somebody's praying. Sometimes it takes a moment to fully process what is happening, but it might just come to you. Somebody is praying. An acquaintance whose son was on trial knew what was happening when she went home from the trial, and instead of spending the night in tears, she was able to sleep. She knew the saints were praying. Favor where there is no favor. Hope replacing despair. Open doors, a lifted burden. A heart that felt splintered into 1,000 pieces coming together, healing. Prayer actualized, moving in the atmosphere, all set in motion by faith and prayer from God's people. Paul was not deceived, and neither should we be deceived, by the enemy who seeks to occupy our minds and hearts with limitations so that we will not fully explore and not fully utilize what is available to us. Yes, there are some things we cannot change. Paul was limited in his movement, in his travel, but not in his ability to pray. Nor are we limited in our ability to lift up the needs of others and our own needs. I admonish you to follow the example of Paul and pray and lift up the concerns of others daily. Let's pray. Lord God, we lift up our brothers and sisters who stand in need of your help. God, some of them are crying out to you right now. Some of them are too weak to even cry. They can only say, Lord, help. Lord, they need you. They need your direction. They need your strength. They need the power of the Holy Ghost moving on their behalf right now. The enemy is seeking to destroy your people. He is seeking to make them powerless. He is revealing to them what he can do. Lord, we break off that unnecessary vision and we speak the vision of your words. Show them what you are doing. We petition you for those we know and those we have never met who are facing problems, insurmountable walls, who feel blocked in, Lord, who see no way out. Only you can help them. Lord, if we could help them, we would, but only you can help them. And we ask you to do the miraculous. We call down the forces of heaven right now. We call for a Holy Ghost intervention. Lord God, straighten out some things. Lord, redirect some things. Lord God, fix some situations right now in the name of Jesus. We call a halt to what the enemy is doing. We call a halt to the progression of cancer in that woman's body, in that man's body. Lord God, we call a halt right now in Jesus' name. Let your healing virtue flow. Cut off that disease in their body right now. We call a reversal right now in Jesus' name. Remission. Remission, remission, remission in Jesus' name. Lord God, work healing in the body of those who are suffering and asking you for help. Lord God, we speak healing and restoration of lung function. Touch right now, O God. Expand that lung function right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we command the enemy to stand back. Lord God, you made these bodies. Oh God, we ask for healing in the name of Jesus. We ask for comfort and encouragement in the name of Jesus. Lord God, your people need people of faith around them. Lord God, move back those people with no faith. Bring in that inner circle of faith, oh God, that their own faith may be elevated. And Lord, that their own faith might be increased in Jesus' name. The miraculous, Lord. We need miraculous today, Lord. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we call a reversal to organ damage that's being done in bodies in the name of Jesus. We call a halt to the damage, Lord God, that COVID is doing. And Lord God, we speak healing. We speak healing. We speak healing in bodies, oh God. Lord God, we speak a strengthening of immune systems right now in the name of Jesus. Touch, oh God. Touch, oh God, around the world. We speak, oh God, that you would touch hearts that have been hardened against you. Soften those stony hearts. Give them hearts of flesh. That people would seek you that they might find you, O God. Bless, renew, and save, in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.